Welcome to a special edition of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Today, we bring you an episode of our special holiday musical, The Innkeeper's Wife.
It began with a census, which brought people from all over the world to the little town of Bethlehem. And in the middle of the chaos, there was a knock on the door in the middle of the night. How could we have known that the child born to a young girl from Nazareth would be the one about whom the prophets had spoken for thousands of years? I remember Mary telling me what she said when an angel appeared to her and told her that she had been chosen to bring the Son of God into the world.
He sees me humble as I am, and generations will know his grace. Mighty is his name, mercy flowing like a river. Holy is his promise, lifting up the lowly, breaking chains of darkness, scattering the proud. My soul magnifies the Lord. He cast down rulers from their thrones, lifts those who hunger and who weep. His arm is strong with justice, his love endures beyond all time. Mighty is his name, mercy flowing like a river. Holy is his promise, lifting up the lowly, breaking chains of darkness, scattering the proud. My soul magnifies the Lord. Son, glory to the Spirit forever and always. Amen. Mighty is his name, mercy flowing like a river. Holy is his promise, lifting up the lowly, breaking chains of darkness, scattering the proud. My soul magnifies the Lord. My scattering the proud. My soul magnifies the Lord.
That night that Jesus was born was one in which the stars danced, angels sang, and shepherds worshipped. It was a night like no other. And yet, most of the world dreamed on, obliviously.
Trembling in the night, bathed in heaven's holy light.
Do not fear, the chorus sings. Love has come, the King of Kings. Gloria in excelsis Deo. Gloria in excelsis Deo.
Oh, They call him the Word. At first, I didn't understand that. A word is something you speak, something that passes the moment it's said. But then I thought about that night, how tired we were, how close to breaking everything felt, and how a single yes changed it all. A word can do that. A word can open a door or close one. It can bless or wound or call something into being that wasn't there before. If God chose to come to us as a word, maybe it's because words are how he's always reached us through promises, through prophets, through quiet whispers that don't shout but endure. And now that word didn't just sound like truth, he breathed and cried and slept in my arm's reach. The word didn't stay in heaven this time. He came close enough to be heard by ordinary people like me.
Yeah. Come on, lift your voice. This ain't just a story, this is truth. Oh, 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 oh. Say it with me. Oh,
oh. In the beginning, before the light, in the middle of an endless night, there was a word, strong and true, and the word was God, yeah, the word was you.
Every star,
every sound, in the deepest sea, all things made, everything,
everywhere,
through the word, who was already here.
The light shines bright in the darkest night, and the darkness tried, but it lost.
Yeah. full of grace and truth. God, Jesus, Jesus.
I didn't have words for what I felt that night, only wonder and a trembling sense that heaven had drawn impossibly close. But sometimes a song can name what a heart cannot.
Spotless Lamb, God of Moses,
Long before I knew his story, before I understood his purpose, I learned this much in the lamplight of a stable. Glory is not distant. Glory has a name, and he chose to come to us.
Tomorrow, the conclusion of The Innkeeper's Wife.